In May, New Orleans is set to become one of the first cities in the country to raise its minimum wage above the national rate of $5.15 an hour. Other cities, and some states, have boosted the minimum for city workers or those in specific industries. New Orleans' increase applies to all workers and all types of businesses, except for government employees. The raise, passed by voters in February, is part of a national living wage movement. Business groups say the measure will hurt the city's tourist-dependent economy and are challenging the measure in court. From New Orleans, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Beneath the ornate ironwork of the French Quarter's historic buildings, tourists sway, gawk, or grin to Zydeco in one of the district's many crowded bars and clubs. New Orleans' economy depends on these conventioneers, tourists, and vacationers, and the Crescent City was one of the few tourist-dependent areas relatively unscathed by September 11th, playing host to the Sugar Bowl, Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, conventions, and upcoming jazz festival. New Orleans hotels and restaurants are as busy as ever. It was with that in mind that 63% of city voters last month approved a $1 an hour raise for those trying to make it on the minimum. Wade Rathke is chief organizer with Local 100 of the Service Employees Union. He says the measure will give a lift not just to those 45,000 minimum wage workers here, but others just above that rate who drive, cook for, and clean up after tourists.
We're like Jamaica without a beach. We're a third world economy here. We're talking about a hand-to-mouth situation for New Orleans working families, and because of our increase, once it's implemented, there are 80,000 people that are going to get a raise because they're under $6.15 an hour. There's another 15, 20,000 because of the compression effect. You know, they might have been making $6.50 and the employer wants to hold them and might get a bump as well.
New Orleans workers such as Gene Matthews helped pass the measure and applaud its passage. Born and raised here, Matthews worked two jobs all her adult life. She served food in a school during the day and cleaned offices at night. Today, the 68-year-old works at a fast food chain. Matthews says single working women, especially those coming off of welfare, simply can't make ends meet on $5.15 an hour, $10,000 a year. And the hotels and restaurants, she argues, can afford a pay raise.
I'm going to tell you the truth. They're making the money. They're really making the money off the tourists. And I feel that the hotels, the restaurant people, they should get enough money to be able to support their families. They are the ones that's pushing for the hotels. If it wouldn't be for them, they would not function.
Supporters point out that the federal minimum hasn't kept pace with the cost of living, and New Orleans continues to have one of the highest urban poverty rates in the U.S. But Matthews' celebration at the measure's passage was short-lived. A group called the Small Business Coalition to Save Jobs filed suit to stop the raise from taking effect in May.
First of all, it is illegal under Louisiana state law. And second of all, we think it would be just bad economic policy for the city of New Orleans.
Tom Weatherly is spokesman for the Small Business Coalition, which includes some of the biggest players in Louisiana, including the hotel, food service, bar, retail, and restaurant associations, as well as the New Orleans Chamber of Commerce. Weatherly says the dollar raise will drive some jobs away and damage the city's ability to lure new businesses. And he says low-wage workers need to better themselves.
We would encourage people that are having problems to better their skills, to diversify their own marketing potential, and to grow along with our economy.
So the dishwashers, busboys, and fast food workers go back to school?
Well, not just go back to school, but if you're not getting ahead in the trade that you've invested yourself in, you can always learn another trade and something else that will better market yourself.
The coalition's court challenge to the law gets a local hearing March 20th. Supporters are banking on the city's strong home rule charter to hold sway. Legal analysts say the case will likely end up before the Louisiana Supreme Court. Historically, that high court has given great weight to city home rule, but recently the high court has moved in the opposite direction, rejecting a city lawsuit against gun makers. In the French Quarter's historic Jackson Square, on an unusually cold morning, a street musician played for whatever coins or bills passing tourists tossed in his basket. In New Orleans, he said, you get by any way you can. But many low-wage workers here hope that come May, that hardscrabble tradition gets a little easier. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New Orleans.